This is the Full Circle Weekly News. News items are compiled by Arnfried Walbrecht and read by myself, Ronnie Tucker. This show covers the 15th to the 21st of February. The Meizu Pro 5 comes to China and Europe, from FullCircleMagazine.org. Chinese smartphone manufacturer Meizu, jointly with Canonical, announces the launch of the Meizu Pro 5 Ubuntu Edition in Europe and China. This is the fifth Ubuntu device launched by Canonical and its partners in the last 12 months, and the most sophisticated and feature-rich Ubuntu phone in the market. The Meizu Pro 5 will be available for pre-order during the Mobile World Congress across Europe and China on Meizu's website. The Meizu Pro 5 launches as one of the highest spec smartphones on the market. The elegantly designed device comes with a Samsung Exynos 7420 octa-core processor. The Meizu Pro 5 also sports a highly durable 5.7-inch 1920x1080 screen made with the Corning Gorilla Glass 3, and a crystal clear AMOLED display. The Meizu Pro 5 has a higher specification than most other smartphones on the market. This includes its LPDDR4 memory technology, which makes it a faster and responsive device. Debian 6.0 LTS to reach end of life in February this year. From Softpedia.com. Initially released 5 years ago, on February 6, 2011, the Debian GNU Linux 6.x branch, which many of you know as Squeeze, had 10-point releases, the last one being Debian 6.0.10, announced 1.5 years ago on July 19, 2014. Starting February 29, 2016, the Debian Squeeze series will no longer receive support. What this means is that beginning with March 1st, the Debian project will not provide security patches, bug fixes, and software updates to the official software repositories of the Debian GNU Linux 6.x Squeeze operating system. Therefore, if you still use this branch, you have 2 weeks to migrate your system to a supported Debian OS. Google's VR headset won't need a smartphone or a PC. From BGR.com. After a rumour recently said Google is working on a better version of its virtual reality cardboard headset, a detailed report indicates the upcoming device will be far more advanced than the paper model. Google's new VR device would be a standalone piece of hardware that would not rely on a smartphone, PC, or game console. People familiar with Google's plans told the Wall Street Journal that the all-in-one VR device would be the first such device not to rely on a smartphone, computer, or game console. The unnamed device would have its screen, high-powered processors, and it would have outward-facing cameras. The headset would use chips from Movidius that interpret cameras' feeds to track the motion of the user's head. Tales will keep you anonymous online, from Softpedia.com. The Amnesiac Incognito Live System, or Tales for short, is a live operating system that's built for the sole purpose of keeping users safe and anonymous while going online. It's now at version 2.0.1. Tails is an old operating system that reached the spotlight when whistleblower Edward Snowden admitted that he used it to protect himself from the watchful eye of the government. Now you can install Kali Linux on Android smartphones, from techworm.net. Kali Linux, a secure distribution of Linux, is one of the most widely used OS among ethical hackers and unethical hackers. The reason is that Kali Linux has almost every tool required for penetration testing pre-installed, and it has great back-end support from Offensive Security, which makes it a great platform for beginners as well as professionals. Kali Linux is a successor of Backtrack OS, which was also developed by Offensive Security. The developers at Offensive Security have been working extensively on developing a dedicated OS for cybersecurity researchers. Along with ARM devices, Kali Linux is also available for Android too. The installation process is simple and straightforward. If you have a rooted Android phone, having at least 5 GB of free storage and a fast internet connection to download repository files, then everything else is just a matter of a few taps of your phone. Unix bug puts Linux, Android and iOS systems at risk. From infoworld.com. Researchers have discovered a critical vulnerability in the GNU C library, glibc, that could put modern Unix-based systems, including Linux servers, Android and iOS smartphones, and a slew of networking gear, at risk for remote code execution attacks. API web services and major web frameworks like Rails, PHP and Python are also affected. The vulnerability, called CVE-2015-7547, has already been patched, but anyone using glibc 2.9 and later, and since 2.9 was released in May 2008, that means pretty much anyone using glibc should patch as soon as possible. Red Hat Enterprise Linux 5 has glibc 2.5, so is not vulnerable, but Red Hat Enterprise 6 and 7, Debian Squeeze, Wheezy and Jesse are all affected. GNOME maps to allow for OpenStreetMap editing, from softpedia.com. GNOME maps remained pretty simple for much of its life, but things started to change a few months ago, and more features started to land. Since this application takes advantage of the OpenStreetMap database, it makes sense that users can interact with this resource on a deeper level. So now it's possible to edit the map straight from GNOME Maps 3.2.0. Consensus, Block Apps and Canonical partner to deliver BioID tools on Ubuntu phones. From biometricupdate.com. Consensus and Block Apps announced that they have partnered with Canonical to deliver Nimbus UPort biometric digital identity tools on Ubuntu mobile phones and tablets. The proof of concept will be fully unveiled at the Mobile World Congress later this month in Barcelona. ZFS will be baked directly into Ubuntu 16.04 and supported by Canonical. From softpedia.com. Canonical's Dustin Kirkland writes about one of the awesome things that will be implemented by default in the upcoming 16.04. ZFS, the robust file system that everyone talks about these days, which Canonical will bake directly into Ubuntu 16.04 LTS. Best of all, Canonical promises to offer long-term support for the ZFS file system in 16.04, which will receive security patches and software updates for 5 years, which is until April 2021. And from the looks of it, ZFS will be the default file system for containers in Ubuntu 16.04. Linux distros are not updating WebKit, making web browsers and email clients vulnerable. From PCWorld.com. The WebKit rendering engine used in many Linux applications is a complete security mess. That's the takeaway from a blog post by Michael Catanzaro, who works on GNOME's WebKit GTK Plus project. He's sounding the alarm about a problem the open source community needs to fix. Most web browsers issue regular security updates to their users, but if you're using a WebKit-based browser or email client or any other application that uses that rendering engine on Linux, you almost certainly aren't getting security updates. WebKit is a large open source project. Apple uses WebKit for Safari on Mac and iOS, and those versions of WebKit receive regular security updates, but the WebKit port used for Linux does not. The common port used by Linux distros is WebKit GTK Plus, which is associated with GNOME software and other applications that use the GTK Plus toolkit. This includes Epiphany web browser, Evolution email client, Midori web browser, GIMP, Banshee, Rhythmbox, and many other applications. That's it for this week. And for more news and to download the Full Circle magazine PDF, go to fullcirclemagazine.org. And I'll see you next time.